¿Cómo se llama, Ecos?
Bienvenido, mi gente, desde...
We in the basement.
Desde la boca del mao.
We in the basement. Mi gente, ¿qué es lo que tú dices? MG
Welcome
the artist en la casa.
Elbasement.com, El Basement Podcast. I am here with the legendary, the one and only, the
hey,
dude, the guy, el Nuevo Testamento, buscando
la
Cherokee. El de Santiago. El Oso Blanco.
Qué juidero. son muchos nombres.
We got Halle Berry in the building, man. X-Men.
Hey, ¿qué? ¿Qué going on?
Dije Storm, pero ya tiene un frío del diablo.
Sí, no, what?
Welcome to El Basement, man. I am with the guy, the dude, the... Yo, you need no introduction, man. MG the artist, the
appreciate
guy.
That, appreciate that.
We have a long history.
Uf, ¿domín qué? ¿Domín 3, 4, 5, 6?
¿Domín 3? Quizá.
Los tiempos de Alma Letal.
Alma, yeah, man. Back in those days. Man, I don't remember you in those days, bro. What are you talking about?
Todo me conocía, pues yo te sí.
Ah, yo, bueno.
Los tiempos de Chaparral, cuando tú cantabas en Chaparral. Con Eddie
yo
Pro.
Yo era fotógrafo, lo que
porque
yo,
Eddie Pro.
Tiraba Eddie, foto.
Eddie. that was like your Stevie. Your photo mic.
Yeah, but they you know, they grew to be successful at that shit. Yeah. I'm over here like, you know, podcast. It's going well. Shout out to all the listeners' support. Follow the link.
Qué maldita joyera, muchacho. ¿Qué es lo que tú dices ya?
My nigga, yo estoy aquí tranquilo. Shout out to fucking MG for the fucking Hennessy, bro.
Appreciate that.
Hennessy, y'all need, look. One second only.
That's it.
Now, can you please cut a check of your fine cognac marketing budget, motherfuckers?
Aunque sea la botella gratis, mándenla para acá, muchacho.
Do you know that Louis Vuitton owns Hennessy?
I know that.
Sí, señor.
Qué juidero.
Es Moët, Louis Vuitton, qué sé yo, canto, qué sé yo qué. They own Moët, they own...
Mira.
Well, I said the important ones. Moët, Hennessy, toda la vaina.
That's it.
Yeah.
Eso es para que tú veas que todos los días se prende
it's
algo nuevo.
Money. Yo no, dime no. They don't do no ghetto promotion. Every promotion is like, oh, look at me. I have a, like, you know, a good job and shit. Like, nigga, I don't know nobody that's drinking Hennessy that be doing that shit.
I don't.
Nigga, what, en la calle? Ah, Colombia, Colombia, Colombia.
Ya lo sabes. Ya lo sabes. Nigga in DR, they just got with Hennessy over there now. So niggas,
what was niggas doing before?
Nigga, brutal. No, tú sabes que el viajero siempre compra en el aeropuerto tres botellas de Gold Label.
Gold Label.
Yeah, Johnny Walker. El siempre viajero, porque ese es supuestamente la movie, la pámpara.
No, it looks good. It looks good on a bed. I'm just go ahead and get the gold.
Ahora, tú ve que el americano siempre. Oye.
Like 30,
oye, el. Yeah, nigga, they give you three of the biggest bottles for $145, bro. Three of the bottles.
Where?
De las más grandes, man.
At the clubs over there?
No, nigga, at the airport. As soon as you get there.
At the airport. Niggas, they're not trying to give you a map or nothing.
$145.
Like, look,
as soon as you walk in there, they got. Yeah, bro. As soon as you walk in there, llegan, tienen toda la botella ahí. Te están buscando.
Yeah, ¿qué me busca? Dime a ver. Dime a ver.
Este juidero es así.
She's beautiful. Look at her. Fabio made that, bro.
That's crazy.
Can you believe that? As ugly as that nigga is.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Esa vez es dura.
Ya lo sé, pero igualita Fabio, la creta. Oh my God. ¿Cómo está?
Eso es
señorita. Damn, bro. Mira la ceja a ella.
Mírala.
She's like, what's going on?
She's cool. She's mad dog, yo. She'd be like, what up, man?
Está bien. Ya, pero igualita. Igualita.
Oh, se vistió bien. Se parece gente. Ay, tú.
Igualita Fabio, yo. Wow.
¿Qué? ¿Tú viniste a saludar? ¿Qué fue?
No, yeah.
¿Tú viniste a saludar?
No, I came looking for Cachillas.
Oh, Cachillas isn't there?
No, that's why I came looking
for. All right, well, thank you for interrupting my podcast. This is great. It's a nice little family moment. You're going to have to trust us that she was a beautiful baby.
That's the only reason you can have a pasaje.
So, well, she... NG, I guess this has to be like an in-depth interview.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, we go back from what?
No. This is going to be in-depth. This is going to be like behind the actor's studio. You ever seen that shit?
Es un video.
Nigga start crying and shit?
Ya vienen de camino ya.
¿Quién viene de camino? Billy.
¡Diablo!
That's my guy.
Cuando yo vengo aquí ya es un juidero, maní.
Hacerlo. ¿Y GT viene también?
Ah, yo no sé, deja ver.
It's okay. I mean, I like surprises.
Yeah.
I like surprises. It's good. Yo, you look good, bro.
Appreciate that.
You look
appreciate
like you've been that. On a treadmill.
What? Nigga, the sauna, bro. Sauna and sauna? Treadmill? Yeah, hell yeah. Sauna and treadmill, bro. Mind you,
I don't have the mental fortitude for
desde
that
que tú me conoces a mí.
Man, it's just the old dudes at the sauna with their like dicks out and shit like that. Like, bro.
That's why you gotta get in there. Tranquilo.
I didn't see you work out at all. Niggas don't be working out at all. Then you go straight over there and have a towel on and they're like, sauna. I busted my ass in there.
Oh, yeah. Y lo, oye. Y lo que más hacen esos son los chinitos. Los chinitos.
Yo. My nigga, they you walk don't run in into Chinese people unless you go
they
to a nail salon.
They don't give a fuck about shit.
A hair, you know, what's it called? What are those store calls? The hair supply? Hair, look, nail salon, hair supply, bro. Chinese motherfucking spot,
bro.
A Chinese spot or the gym. That's where you run into motherfucking
oh, yeah. These
Asian
niggas,
people.
You in a sauna con todífono just chilling, boom. Just vibing. I don't know where you see like three niggas just walking, butt naked. When we just see full of hair.
It's not like nine people walking, right? It's not like nine people walking.
You be like, bro. Oye, no. Oye, lo que más me duele a mí. His tower está así. La toalla de aquí arriba en el shoulder.
I think this mic is a little loud, is it?
Con la toalla en el shoulder and he just walking like butt naked. I'm like, my nigga.
Like, that's how he started his day.
Like, bro.
I see comments. It gets worse, y'all.
It's like, yo,
this isn't pretty, y'all.
It's fucking sad, bro. Look, like,
yo le voy a sacar mi 35 pesos. Esta mierda. Like, dick all out, nigga. Like, pegado en la pierna hasta que
bro,
bajo.
No fucks giving. Then they get it. Yo, while they getting dressed? Hey, while they getting dressed?
Is it disgusting on the woman's side?
Yo, these niggas,
son
they...
Pelua, son pelúas, son pelúas todos.
Igual que los chinos, igual que los chinos, igual que los chinos.
Really?
Así son los chinos también, ¿no? Chinos, like...
Smelly cat, smelly
like, let's... Yo, no, no, oye, no homo, no homo.
Like friends, nigga.
Estos son los cabellos, and you see little thing like this, right?
Yo, the visuals, bro. Right now,
bro,
the visuals.
I'm like, yo.
The way that he just did that shit, is just like, I pictured it like a motherfucker, bro. Who just said that? Oh, yo, just keep on going, just keep on going.
Yeah.
Just keep on going.
The,
I'm over here saying keep on going because I fucked up.
I hear your voice. I hear.
Pero now we good. Look at that. Seguimos así como no le pare, man. Que tú no entiendes que yo soy la. I'm not gonna say la pámpara.
Pues,
because I just found out with that man. Dique. Dique de juca.
La no.
Y yo no soy una juca.
Nah, nigga. La pámpara means like.
Nah, no more. Yo dejé la calle.
La pámpara. Oye, la pámpara means like you the shit. Like yo tengo, yo soy la pámpara, pámpara, pámpara. Like you got
nigga,
to, like
I
you
get
shit.
What it means, nigga. It doesn't take a genius, nigga. Like, oh, I wonder if that's good.
It's Dominican shit. The, nigga, well, Dominican comes with a new word every fucking day.
Have you ever met an actual pampara?
I mean, no.
You own
you know
one?
Why? No, you know,
do
you know
you
why?
Lease one?
You know why?
Do you put a deposit on this shit, nigga?
You know
I need to know.
Yo ni sé.
It's a fire like hazard because that shit siempre está encendido.
Porque mira, hay gente que dice
tú nunca
que...
has escuchado a alguien decir que la pámpara está para acá.
No.
Ay, no vamos.
Que diablo, anoche prendí la pámpara de la discoteca. Después yo soy la pámpara. Diablo, mira qué pámpara.
Fabio me dijo que la pámpara di que la juca, el grillete o la... The cold, yo no sé si es.
Tuve,
I
yo.
Never had una pámpara.
Yo eso no sé.
I thought that was Pampers and then it was like, I guess we... Turning them on fire.
Por ejemplo, de que ya lo
llevo. Expensive.
Como que yo mire ese guante ahí y digo, mira, ese guante es una pámpara.
Ah.
¿Tú me entiendes?
Sí,
me lo esa gorra es una pámpara, esa gorra.
Sí, me la robé.
Bien robada.
Bien robada. Dominicans.
Esos son los dominicanos.
It's okay. I'm learning how to be Dominican as a Dominican. I'm gonna, you know, like.
Bro, mind you.
MG, enseña a esta gente.
Yo. Bro, a veces yo iba, mira, yo iba para la capital con. En la capital de que
va a seguir hablando coño. Cállese ya. I'm talking to the baby because she's smiling.
Yo, she's mad. Look at the baby, she's mad serious.
She's cute as hell, bro. She's a ball of grease.
That baby's mad serious, yo.
Bye. Yo, she look like she about to fly away.
Yeah, your baby's mad serious.
You know, us Dominicans always family, man. The family's always involved. You know, look at the family, man. Morgan, you got kids?
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah, una hija.
One in every area code or like one in 678, one in
4? Nah. Gracias a Dios, nomás tengo una niña. Vive en Orlando. Viene para acá el mes que viene a verme.
You don't got one in DR?
Nah.
Nigga, no uno.
No. Gracias a Dios.
No, that's cool.
Yo siempre me protejo, gracias a Dios. Ahora, eso fue, tú sabes. Pasó.
Lo que pasó.
Tiene 7 años. Pero la bendición. Diablo. Nigga, she started singing tune, playing guitars and everything, bro.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Bro, I'm like, that. That. So she's gonna be like a dad, una creativa.
Si yo no llego nada, man, ahí están todos los cuartos bien vestidos, para que tenga la idea.
No, está bien.
Todos los cuartos bien vestidos ahí.
That's good, man.
Sí. Anoche, ¿cuándo fue? Ayer me pidió.
Oye,
le compré una guitarra a ella. Le compré una guitarra a ella. Y comenzó a tocar. She was like, Dad, I need you to be on the phone with me in FaceTime. Sorry, yo tengo mi guitarra también.
Oh, you learned how to play guitar?
I learned a little bit. Yo me sé defender un poquito. O sea, ¿cómo hacer una cosa?
Oh, yo no me defiendo, no. No, no, no. I'm a three-chord strummer, nigga. A, G, A.
No, I learned how to do, gracias a Dios, I learned how to do like the little reggae.
I learned how to do the bachata.
Well, that's... I learned that.
Pero son dos. You gotta have two. Bachata, dos guitarras, I didn't know that. I thought one nigga was just going really tired. Like, how, nigga? How do you do this? Just getting tired, nigga.
Niggas be going in. You know, en Nueva York hay mucha banda así. En Nueva York hay mucho músico. En New York, bro, crazy. Son durísimos. Shout out to Kunko. Kunko es el manager de la banda de Frank Reyes. Niggas always looking out
the
for
ones
me.
On this side, like aquí, in like.
No, York, vive, no, sí, vive en Nueva York. Vive.
O la banda de Frank Reyes vive en Nueva York.
No, most of them. Algunos de ellos vienen de Santo Domingo.
Son músicos, they play for like other people and shit like
Kunko
that.
Kunko es el jefe de la banda de él.
¿Cómo se llama?
Yeah, Kunko, his name is Kunko. De la
pero
banda.
¿Pero la banda cómo se llama?
No, yo no sé cómo se llama la banda.
Los Kunkonati.
No, this thing is stupid.
I don't know.
No, el manager de la banda de Frank Reyes.
Oh, I thought you were trying to get my attention. He's
I'm scratching my head.
Oh, nigga, when you scratch your head and it snapped? I heard this. Ruidoso. Shout out to Cachia.
Hell yeah, that's my nigga.
That's the fan right there, bro.
That's my nigga.
Yo, Morgan.
¿Qué es lo que tú dices?
I know that you did music with Buba.
Yeah.
I don't know Buba. Yo quizá le he tirado cinco palabras Buba igual, respeto, mané, que quiero que yo, tú le metiste.
De verdad,
Buba,
lo de Buba.
No, I know he's talented, that nigga can freestyle like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
His music is straight.
Yeah.
You get me? I know that he's been making like a lot of fucking movements out here and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I know you have as well.
Yeah.
You gotta understand that I got disconnected from the scene for a minute. So, yo, explícame. ¿Cómo fue que se juntaron Buba y Morgan? Y entonces salieron. Ustedes estaban allá en Puerto Rico. Y entonces dije por aquí, por allá. Dime.
Buba y yo conocí a Buba como en el... ¿Cuándo fue? Como en el 2014 conocí.
¿Cuándo llegó 15. Buba?
Cuando llegó aquí.
A mí no recuerdo cuando llegó Buba.
Yo trabajaba en la barbería donde Norma.
Ajá.
Y trabajaba donde trabajo ahora, en Chamoy.
Ajá. Nigga, I've only known you to work at those two barbershops.
Yeah, two barbershops. That's
it. Allá.
Back and forth, allá. Nigga. Back and forth.
Like having
back and forth. Nigga, that's
Kiko
it.
Like fuck.
Yeah, you know that nigga Kiko is always with me, nigga. That nigga always fucking with me, bro. He shoot the whole shot. But see, shoot the whole shot. Now that nigga's working at Café Dominicano. Now he's like, yo,
him.
I quit that nigga, bro.
I see him.
He's like, yo, I quit you.
Él tiene su cuarto ahora, tiene su mujer allá en RD. Que, oh,
una mujer. El tipo tiene como 5 en RD. Y se va a verme que viene.
Y ustedes lo dejan, diablo.
Pues sí, a Buba yo lo conocí en la barbería. Yo le dije, la vaina de Buba, que yo le dije, Buba, tú vas a ser mi hermano sin conocerlo. Yo dije, yo, you're gonna be my brother, my nigga. Si yo conocí a Buba, loco, eso fue una fiesta.
Oh, you was drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk as fuck, man. Yo estaba borracho. Yo le dije, loco, mi hermano. Ey, tú vas a ser. Tú vas a ser mi hermano. Like, deras. Yo, tú vas a ser mi hermano, loco. He was estaba con su mujer desde el tiempo, el baby moms. And he was like, yo, ¿y este loco? He was like, yo, ¿y este loco? Yo estaba rulado, yo sacando yo pongo todo borracho. Y entonces I would go back to the shop to work. That's when I took him to the first studio. He was like, yo, that's when he did a song with Platinum. The first song when he first moved.
What studio
here.
Was that?
I don't know what studio he recorded that song with Platinum.
Sugarloaf? When the niggas had that over there with
I don't know. No, you know. So yeah, I think he recorded at Platinum's
with
house.
With Charles, remember Charles with the long hair?
Yeah, el Boricua.
Nah.
He's Charles, like, he Puerto Rican, nigga.
Charles is not Puerto Rican, nigga.
Charles
with the long.
Oh no. He's Honduran, some shit like
he's
that.
He's Honduran, yeah. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. You know his brother. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
No, but
they had the crib over there. Wait. What's his name? I think it was Platinum. Nigga, you remember that this nigga fucking turned around and ran into the fucking light?
Bro. Yeah, bro.
That nigga, yo. You were there, right?
I don't remember. Yo escuché de eso. Pero estaba feo esa vaina.
God damn, I wish live was like around back then, bro. Because at least we'd have, you know, like some kind of like documentation of all the stupid shit that we went through. Like,
pero eso no, no, muchachos, en ese tiempo no había nada de esa vaina.
No, eso fue... Anyway.
Pues sí, yo...
So, llevé a Bubba.
No, no, no. Bubba conoció... Él tiene un tema con Plata, ¿no? Y después...
Shout out to Plata.
Yeah, que Plata, doing big things. Yo lo vi, yo conocí a Bubba, Bubba said, yo, I got this song on Platinum, you know him? I'm like, yeah, nigga, I know Platinum for a long time. Y después de eso, Bubba didn't have a studio to record at. So yo lo llevé para DJ a trabajar.
Nigga, my house?
No, no, yeah, no. Mala mía, fue para donde Flaco.
Okay.
Yo lo llevé para donde Flaco. Y después ahí, Flaco y él comenzaron a hacer pana, heavy. Y después, Bubba tenía un tema que era romántico, que se llamaba Ella Me Llama. The video del video en Punta Cana, en Santo Domingo. Y él, o sea, que Bubba siempre rapea y no canta. So, he did the whole thing, the whole song. Bubba was like, yo, cántame esta partecita ahí para yo seguirte atrás. Y después me take you off and I'm going to keep the melody you did. La vaina es que yo hice el tema, manín, y el tipo, el Flaco dijo, yo, you cannot take that shit out. You gotta leave this thing on the track. Después, after that track, bro, we went to DR, we called the video. We came back, ahí conocimos a Carlos.
Bueno, I don't know where he had a tour.
He tenía una gira, like a mini tour
en DR.
Estaba en su joseo. Él llegó aquí ya trabajando. Sí, no, que siempre trabajaba. Bubba joseo demasiado, loco. Eso es algo que yo respeto mucho de él, que joseo demasiado, maní. Right. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y cuando llegó Santo Domingo, he was like, yo, ven para acá, que he was there first, estaba primero allá que yo. So cuando llegó allá, él me llamó, yo compré un vuelo y dale para acá para grabar el video de Ella Me Llama.
You hit me up when you did the video.
Creo yo que sí.
You were like, yo, do like some graphic or something. No, not eso, digo, press release.
Some shit like that.
I think it was something creo about a press release. Sí. That was the first time I talked to Bubba in my life.
Sí, porque tú tenías mucha discoteca aquí.
Yo estaba.
Tenía mucha discoteca aquí.
You called me up about it, like, yo, can you get me a press release? I was like, okay. You're the first artist that's ever asked me about that. Niggas be a press release. What does that mean? We got a bench press? Niggas be confused.
Después de eso, we came here, we started working on more projects, y trabajamos un tema que se llama Mi Manera, que era con el jamaicano Drake. Y Drake, y después de ahí, we showed that project para Carlos. Y Carlos se enamoró de las canciones. Y después de eso, él nos presentó a Elvis, Black Elvis, que era the guy that signed us. He did Ego, Beyonce, you know.
Did
Black
he
Elvis.
Sign both of you guys?
Yeah, he signed us as a duo.
He signed, you got some advance money?
We got a little something. Tuvimos algo. También, aparte de eso, las ambiciones bajando domingo, tú sabes.
Yeah.
Cosas así, tú sabes, lo que era importante.
Right.
You know. Pero hay muchísimas cosas que pasaron que it got to the point that we was like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, que tenemos temas con musicólogo, tenemos temas con Seki Vicini, tenemos temas con todo el mundazo, ¿tú me entiendes?
Why it's not working?
¿Tú me entiendes? Yo mismo me di cuenta porque, mira, el mismo musicólogo me tiraba a mí. Me decía, like, yo, I'm number one in DR right now. I just did a song with you. Why you not releasing a song tomorrow? ¿Tú me entiendes? If we did a video in Atlanta, why you not listen to song?
¿Y cuánto tiempo cogió para decir que la
nigga, a whole fucking year, bro.
A whole year, ¿pero por qué? Porque para tener el budget. No,
supuestamente era el dinero, que no había dinero para la promoción.
Black Elvis got money.
That's what I'm saying. ¿Tú me entiendes? Pero que dice, él decía que y'all need to work on your Instagram. Y'all need to work on your followers and hope you share. Like, bro, we just got a song with a...
Help me!
Nigga. I was like, yo, we just got a song with a number one artist in the Dominican Republic right now. With the video, we brought him to Atlanta. Paid for his fucking flight, paid for his fucking hotel, and we did a show with him live. This nigga just want the video to be out tomorrow. The video is done. Nigga, 8 months later, fue cuando salió el tema, loco. This nigga was like, you know how many times he posts that shit? Twice. Nigga, I could call him right now.
It's because ya no tenía el excitement about it.
No, bro, mind you, if si yo me pego hoy, and I'm popping like the whole fucking world right now, 2 weeks later, I got a different swag from 2 weeks ago.
Porque tú eres lunático.
¿Tú me entiendes? ¿Tú me entiendes? El artista cambia de flow todo el tiempo porque va a tratar de seguir siendo una persona, tú sabes, más avanzada. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Ajá.
Y eso, ese problema, he was like, yo, that's my old swag.
¿Y de quién era la culpa de eso?
De la compañía.
¿Cuál la compañía? ¿Quién era la compañía?
Mars on Sunday Latino.
Mars Latino.
Mars on Sunday Latino.
What the fuck does Mars on Sunday mean? That sounds like a fucking band.
Esa era la
compañía. Like a white people listen to
ese
that
era,
shit.
Mars
on Sunday performing live this Sunday.
Oye, esa era la compañía.
Hope we make it there.
Esa era la compañía de nosotros. Y por ejemplo, así también pasó con Zeki Vicini.
Who?
Zeki Vicini, que pegó. ¿Qué es lo que? ¿Y qué lo que con qué lo que? ¿Y qué lo que? Nigga, that shit, they, even the baseball.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Nigga, we went to DR, nigga, we recorded a song a day after this nigga blew the fuck up.
Why didn't you call me?
Nigga, he came over here, we got the video. We did
the
video.
Why didn't you call me?
Because you was nowhere to be found.
My nigga.
You was nowhere to be found.
What are you talking about? I was nigga, on billboards.
¿Y tu número dónde estaba?
My nigga, ahí abajo. I had text 545454 to Eto. My nigga, it was the easiest thing. If you didn't have my number, you had to go on my Instagram and hit call.
Mm.
Swear to God, always. I've always kept that updated. It could be easy. If niggas want to stop me, they got ways. I make it easy. Bang. I got cachilla, nigga.
Ahora.
Ahora.
Okay,
I've always had Cachia. Cachia's been there for a while, bro. He been in Caimito. Yeah,
knows,
you know I mean? He's like, my nigga, it's like a Glock, nigga. You don't show it unless it's time to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yo.
Pues sí.
Entonces.
Hold on, let me text this thing. Like,
so, y'all got mad at Carlos.
We ain't getting my... Damn. Yo, shout out to Carlos, nigga. That's my nigga. That's my nigga.
I love Carlos, bro.
Carlos es un psicópata, manín. Carlos es un psicópata. Porque Carlos es una persona que te puede a ti vender una maldita movie, man, nigga, right now. Que even though you might seem like, yo, that shit's fake as fuck. And you know, yo, you know he's fake, but he will sell that shit to you right there.
That's called a hustler, nigga. It's called a hustler, nigga. That's the difference between, mira.
Loco.
Lights are on and so are yours. You feel me?
No, real. Hablando de Trump. Carlos, okay.
So y'all got mad at Elvis.
No, yeah. Oye, el trabajo de Carlos es manejar la uno. ¿Tú me entiendes? So,
pero el business era con quién?
Era con Black Elvis. So,
¿con
sí,
quién?
Sí,
El business era entre
Carlos. Es que mira cuál es el problema.
No, eso tiene que ser bien claro. El business... Hay alguien que dice que tomó la delantera. Dice yo.
Sí, no,
I'm
no.
I'm gonna get this to make happen.
Mira,
right?
Mira cuál es el problema. Mira cuál es el problema.
¿Quién lo presentó?
Mira cuál es el problema. Carlos, that's our manager, ¿verdad? So, si tú eres mi manager, ¿verdad? Y estamos firmados con una compañía
a
grande.
A este punto, he's just your manager.
Yeah, he's our manager.
He's not signed you. You're not part of my record label.
No, we signed with Black Elvis.
I'm not talking about Black Elvis. We're talking about Carlos. At this point, at Carlos, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know Carlos before Black Elvis, right?
Sí.
So Carlos está trabajando con ustedes de...
No, pero cuando we came to Carlos... Carlos
brought that to the table.
To the table,
like, yo,
right there.
I got Black Elvis.
Así fue mi vida, ¿qué pasó? Y después por ahí fue que corrió la cosa.
Ajá.
Y después we corrió más o menos.
Entonces, so was he partnered with Black Elvis?
Yeah.
So ellos dos estaban poniendo los chavos.
Ellos, bueno...
¿Tú viste los chavos?
No tantas veces. A veces lo ponía Carlos. A veces el dinero lo ponía Carlos.
Yo digo que Carlos puso más dinero
Black Elvis put his
face card.
Nigga, lo único que dio Black Elvis, man, que yo me recuerdo.
Face card, nigga.
Que yo lo vi, que he was like, yo Morgan, toma tanto. Real. Estamos hablando, we talking la real aquí adentro.
How much was it?
$500.
Nigga, broke ass, man.
Eso fue.
What year was that?
Nigga, the day we recorded Hook and Ron. Y yo, toma 250 para ti y 250 para Bugo para que compras la rompa de Hook and Ron. We was like, bro, 250 is like a sneakers. Real. Nigga, you a Grammy Award winner, bro. You did it. Fucking songs with Beyonce, NSYNC, all these motherfuckers, bro.
Bueno. We'll get there. We'll get there. You know, we're gonna get there with the thing I bet. Black
la vaina que yo quiero decir. Okay, mucha gente miran a Carlos como una persona que okay, yeah, you didn't get your job done. No es eso, maní. Es que cuando tú tienes una compañía atrás de ti, ¿verdad?
They gotta do things.
Listen. Escúchame bien. Por ejemplo, Carlos venía, tocaba puerta. Santo Domingo, donde sea. Y cuando tocaban la puerta, de like, yeah, son tantos. Carlos venía para acá, para la compañía, like, yo, son tantos. They was like, no, I can't give you that. So, ya Carlos se veía mal en frente de la gente que tocó puerta.
Diciendo que, oh, yo, just find out how much it is.
That's why that's a lot of niggas fuck with, like, oh, yeah, yeah, que you were slack, nigga, tú eres todo el otro Carlos. No, Carlos muy real, money. Carlos muy real. But the thing about Carlos would talk, he would tell you the shit right there. Real, money. ¿Tú me entiendes? If you my artist, and we sign, my company sign you, so I'm your manager, but we got a bigger nigga behind us. ¿Tú me entiendes? They investing money, so I'm gonna go to LA, I'm gonna go to Miami, I'm gonna go to DR, I'm gonna go to New York, knocking fucking doors for you, para que trabaje,
because homie said, so, I got you. Yeah. Whatever the cost,
so,
I got it. So, I'm black. I'm this guy. I got Grammys. I was in his house, nigga. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I selfied with that
guy. Cuando vengo yo aquí, y por ejemplo, hablo yo con una compañía grande en Nueva York, un artista grande, y like, yo, I got my artists. Okay, son tanto. I'm like, all right, I'll be right back. Hold that door open for me.
Yeah.
I come over here. Back. I'm like, yo, son tanto, nigga. But yo, I can't do that for you. Like, nigga, so what the fuck are we doing? ¿Tú me entiendes? Like, either we investing or we working, o qué estamos haciendo? ¿Tú me entiendes? Por eso que fue que muchas cosas se decularon cuando era cosa de Bobby Morgan. Por eso que muchas cosas se decularon, man.
So, all right. So, what was the communication problem? Because obviously there was
en la comunicación, real.
Who was talking more, Black Elvis and Carlos or... you guys and Carlos?
No.
Or you guys and Black Elvis?
Was it
people pulling like, oh, it's this nigga's fault? Y pa, 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 pa.
Nigga, to be real with you.
To make everybody enemy con everybody.
To be real with you, my nigga, habían cosas que ni yo sabía que estaban pasando. We used to go to DR, my nigga. Okay, yeah, you stay in this hotel. Esto de lo otro. Oh, yeah, we're going to go to this meeting. Why we not in that meeting? We the artists. We need to know everything. ¿Tú me entiendes? A veces habían cosas que yo le decía a Buba. No, yo le decía a Carlos, vamos a hacer esto y el otro. Carlos dice, fuck that. Yo decía a Buba, dile a Carlos, vamos a hacer esto y el otro, que yo creo que no conviene esto, maní.
Se lo decía.
So, Buba venía a Carlos, esto y el otro. Ahí venía Carlos, fue, escuchaba a Buba, a mí no me escuchaba.
Because you're light skin, nigga.
¿Tú me entiendes? Y habían cosas que habla yo, tú ves lo que yo te digo a ti, maní.
No, but why do you think that happened?
No, yo no sé. Yo no sé por qué pasó eso, lo que
you
sea.
¿You never así. Asked him?
No, es que yo soy una persona, man, y muy callada, loco. Yo soy una persona que...
Pero, nigga, you guys are taking international flights.
No. Yo soy una persona... Manín, llegaron tiempo, mi loco. Oye, ya, increíble, loco. Llegaron tiempo, manín, que yo compraba mi pasaje para ir para DR, manín, cuando iban de gira, mi loco.
Y los promotores.
Nigga, I used to pay for my own hotels. A veces había su baby más hotels. ¿Por qué? Porque yo tenía una mujer allá. So they used to be like, nah, since you going over there to see a girl, you need to pay for your own shit. I mean, my nigga, first of all, primeramente, si somos un dúo, tú tienes que pagar por ese hotel. Buba se quedaba en su casa con su mamá, tranquilo, man.
Wow.
¿Tú me entiendes?
Cada vez que yo
cogía bajando domingo, manín.
¿Quién le dijo a Black Elvis that yo I can stay with my fucking
manega? Le vendía una maldita película que tú no te imaginas, mi loco. Una movie.
¿Quién le estaba vendiendo la película?
Dame banda.
Why are you mad, nigga? Like, yo, I mean, look. This is how we learn.
No, muchacho.
¿Quién estaba? ¿Cómo
está?
Okay. And look what we're gonna do. Yo, no, it's still recording. So just hit the record again. It's recording again? All right, let's do it again. 1, 2, 3.
This is getting personal.
It's getting, but nigga, I told you I was gonna make you cry. She's gonna cry. It's gonna be like,
nah, it got, like, no lie, it got me a few times, my nigga. You know why, bro? Cause a veces, me decía, I'm like, yeah, we gotta go to DR. I'm like, fuck it.
How much time nigga, did you spend in DR?
Nigga, we used to go like every 2 months to DR.
Nigga, I haven't went back to DR since 1999, nigga.
Nigga, nosotros hacíamos gira.
Tú tienes apartamento ahí, nigga. Diablo.
Gracias a Dios.
Entonces, a mí me dijeron que Carlos es un duro hoy en día. Él es boricua, pero they got mad love for him in DR.
When we first went over there, el músico de Omega le robó $5,000 a él.
Diablo, you just went straight for some personal ass shit.
No, he said it. Okay,
so, alright, well, I mean,
I didn't know anything about that. Yo, TV shows for you, if you're an artist from here, bro, Milano, lo que sea, for any, donde sea que tú eras, tú un artista, you go to DR, TV shows is free. TV shows es
por
gratis.
Por el flow tuyo.
No tanto eso, manín. Es que they trying to find new talent all the time. That's why in DR, everybody fucking raps. Ain't nobody playing no more baseball. Ain't nobody going to school. Everybody want to be a rapper over there. ¿Tú me entiendes? So, every TV show... So, oye, la televisión es gratis. Ahora, for radio, you got to pay. DR, you got to pay for radio. So, el tipo le hizo una película. So, era una gira.
It's cheaper than Puerto Rico, though.
It is.
It's like a 3-for-1 special.
Oye, era una gira de Bobby Morgan, la gente del clan. So, diablo. El tipo no llevaba... it's fucking crazy. Oye, el tipo no llevaba for like all the TV shows. Every day was
how
like
many
four...
How many different TV shows are there?
Nigga, we did like no lie, like in 2 days, probably like 18 TV shows, bro.
Yeah, a whole bunch of Venezuelan bitches, right?
No, now. That's now.
Now.
That's
nigga, now. Yeah, I don't see no Dominican people on Dominican television.
They took over DR.
I love Venezuelan women.
They
you know
took
why?
Over DR.
You know what I love about Venezuelan women?
They're respectful.
Nah, fuck that. They love Dominican niggas.
Yeah,
I'm
nah, but...
You can't say that about Dominican women.
Not in this country. Dominican
bitches, they... Mexicans.
Lo mejor del mundo. Loco, tú sabes...
Fucking Hector.
Yo, tú sabes lo que... Qué lindo es una mujer que te habla a ti con decente. Que, papi, tú sabes, como normal. No diga, yo, ¿qué es lo que es?
What kind of bitches you was dating, nigga?
Nigga.
Diablo. Pero coño. I mean, it depends.
Bro,
it depends the circumstance.
A un hombre le gusta que le hablen bien a veces.
De vez en cuando, pero en verdad, we really like it right now. We really like it right now.
Uno ese...
Azaroso, you be like, damn, what a bitch.
Yo, okay, let's go back
sigue
to the
hablando
subject.
Más shit, coño, que yo te voy a agarrar. Tú verás.
Bro,
mira, yo te estoy mirando el Facebook, yo estoy viendo los comentarios eso. Cuidado, un cocotazo rápido.
No, una vena fea. Pues sí, yo, it got to that point.
They just be trying a nigga too.
Yeah, they do.
They can
really
like
do.
A nigga's comment. They can like, oh, baby, you're beautiful.
They really
mira,
do.
Cojo.
Nigga, I trust me, I found myself.
You know, Dominicans, we got that painful love. Es que te quiero, coño!
I'm like, ay.
It's never beautiful. Ay. It's never like, oh, let's go to the beach.
Like, hija la gran puta. Y después, oye, the next day, like, baby, te amo tanto, papi. Diablo, tú me haces una falta increíble.
Es que, mami, I'm yo like, te voy a dar la estrella. Yo te voy a dar de todo, mami. Que tú me tienes que dar tiempo.
No,
ay,
muchacho.
Pero...
Loco.
Yeah, I mean, I keep on living like our audience. You know, we only got like 2 members of the audience. So it's like, that was good.
Es una manera loca, muchacho. You got some liquor there?
Liquor. We go for the liquor because it'd be a little quicker, right?
But see.
So, Morgan.
Yeah, so we went to DR.
Sigue matando a Carlos ahí.
No, I'm not killing Carlos, nigga.
I'm kidding.
No, no, you know he got to take that shit personal. Oh,
No, nigga. I talked to Carlos, bro. He knows exactly what I'm doing. Carlos knows exactly what I'm doing.
But see.
He's supporting this.
No, Carlos my nigga, bro. Carlos my nigga.
Carlos knows exactly what I'm doing.
But see, oye la vaina. In DR, los TV shows son gratis. So the tour era de Bobby Morgan. The tour era de Bobby Morgan. So every time we used to go to a TV show, it's on YouTube, bro. You can see that shit. Carlos used to be the artist.
I seen
that. Carlos era el artista. What, really?
Él venía y hablaba antes de usted.
Carlos, no, Carlos era el artista. Carlos era el artista.
Con la gafa.
Carlos era el artista, manín.
Bueno, yo le vengo a presentar.
Pero después el tigre, like, oye, it got so bad that after they left, me and Bubba stayed there because we had like more TV shows. After they left, the nigga, el tigre, el penita de Omega, the nigga canceled all the TV shows for me and Bubba, nigga, after they left.
He canceled them
all? Canceled the whole thing. After Carlos and Black Evans left back to the United States. And me, because me and Bubba,
para que se fueran, que
no, okay, the whole tour supposedly era la mía de Bubba, pero Carlos venía a presentar a Black Elvi.
¿Y qué hacía Black Elvi?
No,
yo de Lindo.
No, nada más salí en cámara, ¿tú supiste? Billy Rowe, dame un segundo, yo, Carlos, ¿qué?
Johnny Ventura.
Yo, Sasa.
Nigga look like Johnny Ventura, nigga.
Yo, Billy,
yeah,
Sasa.
Yeah, yo, look, we keep talking, me the story.
Dale, pues sí, espérate, Billy. Pues sí, loco, I hear some other shit right there, right now. He's talking, somebody else is talking right now. Yo no sé nada de eso. Yo, somebody else is talking right there.
Somebody else is talking again?
Yeah.
I hit a button. Boom, see, look, I be muting shit quickly. That was only in
pues
years,
sí.
Though.
Yeah, pues sí. So, la gira era de Bobby Morgan, la gente del clan. So, pero Carlos venía.
La gente del clan.
Yeah, éramos Carlos, yo, Bubba y Black Elvis. Y Bulgo.
Eso era
Bulgo.
El grupo, la gente
grupo,
del clan.
El grupo, yeah.
Okay.
So, cuando ya Carlos y Black Elvis came to the United States, Bubba y yo nos quedamos para allá para terminar the rest of the TV shows que quedaban en the whole schedule.
Ajá. This thing, ¿y por qué canceled. Se fueron ellos?
No, because that's it. Lo de ellos eran ya. Ya terminaron ellos and they had to come back over here. So when they came back over here, nigga, the next day we were supposed to have a few TV shows more, and they canceled the whole thing. That's why he took his money.
So they canceled the rest of the shows because ya el dinero no estaba ahí.
No, porque ya dicen que they wasn't here. So basically la gira era de Black Elvis.
I still don't know who that nigga is, bro. I mean, like, I know who he is now. Wait, no, you took me to Shaka Zulu.
No, well, I took you to Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
That's another fuck nigga right there.
Fuck ass nigga.
I said it on camera. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry.
That's another
okay,
fuck
so
nigga
look,
right
let's
there.
Let's fast forward to how you get from there to you get to Shakespeare.
I started working with Shakespeare because Felly.
Who the fuck
voice.
Is that guy?
No, Felly the Voice, he wrote a lot of songs.
Not Felly the... No, I know about it. I'm talking about who the fuck is Shakespeare for the people that
okay,
don't know.
Okay, Shakespeare, he's a big-time producer. He did...
TLC,
No Scrubs.
TLC.
He did shit for NSYNC.
That nigga did everybody.
Yeah, he did everybody.
Yo, like, I stood in his house and I fucking took selfies with his Grammys, just chilling. Like, he had Grammys unguarded.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I would have, like, a fucking, like... three-headed Hydra
no, this
in front
got,
of that
he,
shit.
He got,
like,
he,
ain't nobody
he got,
touching
he got
this.
The, he got everything. Tiene todo ahí.
Yeah. I was going to steal one of the mics because he had like 9. Nigga, I was like, this is a U87. Nigga. Like, but
this
y'all kept
nigga.
On looking at me.
This nigga right here. This nigga.
So
hey.
You meet him. How do you meet him?
I meet him because Feli, nigga, I remember it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Feli hit me up. Feli era un escritor de Black Elvis.
Ay. Llegó el duro. Dime a ver.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, them shoes are dope as fuck.
My nigga, Billy.
Them shoes are clean as
nigga,
shit. What size are those?
Billy always fresh.
That'll work.
My nigga, Billy in his
un saludito. A Cassette Records en la casa. A Cassette Records aquí.
¿Dónde me dejaste GT? ¿Qué es lo que?
Viene en el GT. Vale, que imagínate. ¿Cómo que no va a llegar en su GT?
Pues sí. Este maricón lo
conozco
yo.
That's Billy. He's good. He doesn't bite.
Yeah.
He doesn't bite.
He
really.
Has a car club back in the day.
What? Oh that's that Boston shit. That's that Boston shit. Nigga, you look Asian like a motherfucker right now, nigga. You.
That nigga, he was sleeping. Yeah, when you call him, he was sleeping. He was sleeping when you call him.
Ok. Pues sí. Estamos en la entrevista. Él me está diciendo jacarlo de un huevo.
So yo, so this nigga fella hit me about 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, yo, I need you to come up, ven conmigo, hace una canción. Que no chingue Genesis.
Pero no tenga miedo, loco. Nigga, we not on NBC. You can talk, bro. We not on NBC, bro. It's like BET. This is real.
No, that's what I like it.
Man, nigga, for real. This is.
Aquí estamos fluyendo.
Seriously, I fuck like right in the other corner. You can't see it, pero we can. You get me, nigga? This is what it is.
Pues sí, oye, que lo que.
Okay, dime.
Entonces, este tigre.
Shakespeare.
Feliz me tira a mí. Me dice, oye, I need you to come through and write just like 4 bars for a girl que Shakespeare had, que ella canta en español. Que ella canta en inglés, pero quería 4 bars en español.
I heard about that.
Yeah, so I go over there. Her name is Luna Paris. I went to the studio. 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, yo, I was gonna cancel it, but I was like, yo, you never know.
Okay.
So when I got there,
just like his face was like, oh, you got it though. You got it though. Sing it. Like, so Luna.
So when I got there, he showed me the song. Nigga, I wrote that shit like probably 15 minutes. Normal.
Normal. Nigga, you crazy with the pen.
Y después, when I do the song and I record it, he comes and listens to that shit. Like, yo, who you working with? I'm like, yo, I'm with Elvis. Him and Black Elvis, they like best friends. And he's like, yo, tú sabes.
So you got like a total of 2 Black holding producers, like, down to fuck with you and shit like that.
Después de eso.
When you're not fucking with Black Elvis no more?
No. I mean, I'm on my own shit, my nigga, to be real with you.
My nigga, I'm talking about, like, at this point when you're talking about Shakespeare.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's when me and Booba was, like, y'all splitting away. Like, we was like, yo, okay, they not doing shit for us.
So was it you and Morgan splitting up as a group? Or me you and Booba. Morgan splitting?
No, I'd
say you and Morgan, like, you're the different
mira,
person.
Mira qué pasó. Booba me dijo, yo, estos tigres, they not doing shit for us. So vamos a ver, okay, let's start. We put a lot of work in.
Right.
Vamos a parar. No vamos a hacer nada. So they're not releasing shit at all.
Right.
But no vamos a hacer nada. A ver si podemos romper contrato.
Booba's a hustler. He gets money. ¿Entiendes? He understands the process.
So we was like, fuck it.
I can do it myself then.
Okay. So we was like, fuck it. No vamos a hacer nada con él.
So did you guys have a contract with them? Like.
Well, Black Elvis, yeah.
As we what? Did. As Morgan?
I said duo. I said Booba y Morgan. No, so MG the artist or Booba Clan. No, MG the artist y Booba Clan. No, era Booba y Morgan, la gente del clan.
So, okay, so they didn't have any rights to MG the artist. So you guys decided.
Era como Booba y Morgan.
We gotta do this in order to salir de.
Yeah, para salir de eso. So, cuando llego yo donde Shakespeare, did that song for him. He's like, yo, what you doing tomorrow? He was like, come to the studio porque haga más para las canciones más para Luna. Luna no canta en español, ella canta en inglés nada más.
Yeah.
So yo tenía que translate everything to this nigga. Yo tenía que escribir todas las canciones, las melodías, señalarle a ella cómo cantar la canción, tanta cosa que tú no te imaginas, man. Que I was like, yo, okay, that's on the invoice, tranquilito.
Normal. So at one point, when was it that you called me?
Yo te llamé a ti cuando yo, when he was like, yo, we need a team.
So you, how long have you been working with him already?
Eso fue con yo, después cuando yo me hice la cirugía, eso fue como, yo empecé a trabajar con él en noviembre. Eso fue como ya, yeah, eso fue como en febrero, te llamé yo a ti.
Hacía frío, yo me acuerdo que hacía un frío.
Eso fue en febrero, eso fue en febrero, te llamé yo a ti. Y también a Truco,
Siete Truco. Mm-hmm. I remember, shout out to Siete Truco. I hadn't seen him in a while.
No, he comes to the shop all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was around the same time of Super Bowl, when the Super Bowl was
Febrero. Febrero. My birthday is February
2nd. I remember I was busting my ass. I was working at that club, and I took a break to go over there.
Eso fue cuando tú trabajabas para allá,
I don't want to say them niggas. Fuck them niggas.
Yeah, fuck them niggas. Okay, pues sí, después de eso, I was just writing songs for her. So he got to the point, he was like, yo, so what you doing with your music career? Yo le dije, yo, we got a contract con Black Elvis. He's like, alright, I'm gonna go over your contract. I wanna sign you as an artist so we can work on your music. He was like, yo, why you and your man not doing the music that you doing right now over here with me? I was like, yo, okay.
Because I'm so waiting on you to give me some money, bitch.
So it got to that.
Yo, nigga, you the one with the motherfucking recipe, nigga. Mr. TLC over here.
So it got to that point that I was like, yo, yo le dije a Búa, okay, el tipo me quiere firmar. Y la manín, si el tipo que compra tu contrato, I could leave out of my country. I mean, the Black Elvis. So we was trying to find like a plan to like just split the whole, like just cancel that contract. Cause we, me and Booba, like most of the tracks that we did, bro, every single song and video that you see out there fue donde Flaco, loco. No fue donde Black Elvis. ¿Tú me entiendes? Mm-hmm. That's like the sad part about it. Like, nigga, we signed with a big fucking productor. Mil manera,
never really actually
mil manera, mil manera fue donde Flaco. Hooky Ron fue donde Flaco. Me llama fue donde Flaco. Nigga, oh, every video that we fucking did, my nigga, Seki Vicini fue donde Flaco. Nigga, every single video that we did for every single song that we had fue donde Flaco, loco.
And that's why they were good.
¿Tú me entiendes? They were fucking amazing.
Nigga, Flaco's more talented than any of these fuckers.
I can't mention you one song that we did at Black Elvis, my nigga, right now that we did a video for.
So what you gotta say to Black Elvis?
No. Palante, maní.
Fuck that nigga.
No, es que yo no soy así.
I'm looking at your eyes, bro.
Es que yo no soy así, maní.
Did he work for you?
No, I worked for him.
Exactly. So did he, nigga, no, tell that nigga, no, fuck you,
no,
nigga.
No, es que yo no soy así, maní.
Nigga, did he do something for you? Did he help your family?
Mm-mm.
Did your mother feed him? I know she did. Your mother cooked good, nigga.
Appreciate that.
Your mom cooked good, nigga. Yo, you haven't
no,
been
pero
there
que no.
Mom's popping. Yeah.
No, pero que no, que yo no soy así, manín. Yo no. Mira, yo personalmente, yo no le deseo mal a nadie, manín. Manín, ellos
vi a gente, manín. On behalf of myself, I say suck a dick. Alright. My mom,
oye,
no,
para
MG
mí,
didn't say that,
I
but
say
I
shit.
Did suck a dick.
Oye,
hey Kachia, can you tell him to suck a dick real quick?
Yo, suck a dick. But not
look, it wasn't MG. MG, hey, you want to say
suck
that?
Another nigga dick.
Tell him suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
Look, MG didn't say nothing at all.
This nigga is crazy.
Mama don't bitch. But MG didn't say nothing.
No.
Yo, do you feel better a little bit? Nigga, Shakespeare.
No, yeah, Shakespeare can suck my dick for real. Out of icing. Shakespeare could suck my dick, nigga. He still owe me his money and I got the ass, bro.
Yo, bro, I'm sorry. Look. Okay, can we tell the story?
Nigga, we can go over here.
Because I know you were pissed at me.
I was pissed at you because the situation in the moment. You
at the
understand.
Moment, I was high out of my mind.
Yeah.
But I recognized that you were getting fucked. And I'm like, I'm not into this fucking shit.
Yeah.
So...
It got to that point. This nigga,
He
was trying to treat me like I was Luna Paris. Like, bro, I'm a grown ass man, my nigga.
Trying to cradle you?
You're not gonna speak to me like I'm Luna Paris.
Look, I don't know how Shakespeare. Like, I guess he, you know, I didn't. I guess it was the other nigga that could, he just didn't rub me right. The big other fat nigga, Mr.
Nah,
security guard.
Nah, Big Bob. Nah, I respect Big Bob a lot. Big Bob.
I respect, but this thing was just.
No. It's he knows.
Remember
he knows.
You had the motherfucking cheese and the crackers, my nigga, and I couldn't stop eating.
This nigga, yo. Yo, he thought it was like a buffet, my nigga.
Yo,
this
we
nigga,
had yo. Like $1 million meeting, nigga. And I'm over
yo,
here.
Yo, and I, this nigga is over here. Eating
noodle, though. I was done listening, nigga. I was like.
Yo, aquí se puede fumar aquí. Cigarrillo.
Nigga, go ahead.
Go ahead.
None of us got
cigarettes.
Yeah, I do that. I have to see him doing that.
Diablo.
Halle Berry.
Mm-mm.
Saca cigarro con you.
Nigga, the hookah, nigga. Was.
That plastic bag is the coals. Right there?
Claro.
Yeah, it's right there. Pero, okay. So,
pues sí,
Black, okay, Black Elvis, we don't got too much bad feelings.
No. Black Elvis is my
nigga.
Except
that nigga wasted your time and your money. But,
But Shakespeare, okay.
He had you buying your own flights, you know, but you signed a hit.
La vaina de Shakespeare, my nigga. I put in way too much work, my nigga.
I saw it, my nigga. You were sleeping there. Not you, not just
El me dijo
you.
Me, you know,
just,
the thing no, about him, he was
not
like...
Not just you. The other little dude that was in the other room in the B studio.
Yeah.
That nigga was over there, my nigga.
He left them too.
Nigga, un bajo a pie, no,
he left them too.
Like,
he left them too. The thing about him, he was like, yo,
I should have stole that fucking microphone, bro.
Yo, that nigga,
U87s, bro. I would have had like at least one for you, Billy.
Yeah. Yo, that nigga used to be like, yo, hey, yo, quiero que, he wanted me to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. And I'm like, bro, okay, I could be there anytime you want me to. Okay, but first of all, yeah, I'm like, nigga, I gotta work. I got bills to pay. I'm 30 years old, my nigga.
That was the hombre. First thing.
I was like, yo, yo soy, my nigga. I was like, yo, yo tengo responsabilidad, mi loco.
Look, I want you to visualize this, right? This is my dude. This is my guy. I know this guy since he was fucking 17, 16, right? I've been fucked left and right. You get me? In music business or whatever. Okay, now maybe not the music business. Not like on the actual making music part.
Local,
entertainment
local,
business, I've been fucked in it. You get me? Same. I've learned enough times, my nigga. Ain't nobody fucking me. I'd rather stay in a cave, my nigga. You know I got knocking. Nobody saying that they fucked me. You get me?
Yeah.
But the point is, he brings me over there. He's like, yo, Raymond, this guy said, who can we work with that we can establish a team with that is good and solid?
Mm-hmm.
And Morgan told him right away, I know, de facto, Ramon. You got to hit on Ramon. Ramon got connections. Ramon done this and da, 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 da. And you brought me through.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, okay. I was excited to be there. I get there. And it looks beautiful. Nigga, we're not on NBC, nigga. What the fuck, yourself, nigga?
Tranquilo.
Yo no que, salud. How the kids, nigga?
Yo, how was Christmas? Yo, the battery's going down.
De nuevo, pero, ¿y qué es lo que tú estás haciendo ahí? Oh, wait, the whole battery's about to die?
Yeah. It says it right there, nigga.
The whole battery. Now, I did charge it, nigga. What the fuck?
Well, that's just
so, look, thank God we got two cameras. Es un beso que tiene que tiene hambre.
Nah.
What was that?
Was that
you tengo hambre?
Hey, tú eres chimoso, loco, tú.
Nigga, yo, pero... Hola, bienvenido, Molusco. ¿Cómo que se llama?
Malusco, Malusco, yeah.
Tú,
that's
how much I fucking listen. That's how much I listen to these motherfuckers.
Mientras tenga los foques, man.
Alguien me dijo de Chente. I was just like, I love boleros.
Yeah. Nigga. The shit that you told me yesterday, la música de corrido, nueva, my nigga. Trap right, corrido.
That's what I'm not like. Santa Fe Clan, my nigga. I fuck with them niggas, bro. It's one nigga now. I don't know how it's a clan with one nigga, but I mean, it's a difference in language and shit. Look, Morgan, what you gotta worry about is the audio. This is a podcast, nigga.
Claro.
All right?
No,
don't cry.
Yeah. Ay, Dios. Ay, Dios.
Wait,
pues sí.
We have like multiple cameras. Is that system recorded? So get him in the frame so we can like.
No, pues está bien ahí.
So we can maintain on the membrane.
Oye, ¿qué es lo que? Entonces, ¿dónde estamos?
Estábamos en que Shakespeare que suck a dick.
Yeah, fuck that nigga, bro. I don't even want to talk about that nigga.
So we wasted time.
Luna, yeah.
Whatever the fuck it was. She's kind of cute. I would have fucked. That nigga was too old to be fucking such a young puke.
Loco, el tigre abusaba de ella, loco.
Abusaba de ella, de
cómo. El tipo abusaba de ella. Golpe y toda la vaina, man.
I would have hit that bitch too with a dumb ass. Bitch. Más cuero del diablo que era.
Te reparó muy.
No, yo, look, honestly. She was looking at me kind of funny.
Nigga, she looked everybody kind of funny, bro.
My nigga, I thought I was getting my dick sucked that
apagó.
Night. We still recorded right there, bro.
You still, yo, you say you was gonna get your dick sucked that night?
No, nigga, the way that she was looking at it, nigga, I was just like, bitch, I'm down.
Nigga, I mean, mind you, you was on some other shit that time.
No, I was sober as shit that day.
Mm.
That was probably it. I was shaking like,
This nigga stupid.
I gotta get my dick wet.
Yo, this nigga stupid as shit.
Gotta go to
K-Mart.
Nigga, what?
El tipo está loco, Dios mío, Dios. Oye.
No, she was looking at her nigga like, hey. I was just like, over there like, your song sucks.
Don't me tell you. Nigga, I'm buying that shit. What the fuck you mean, nigga?
No. Of course, I was not gonna diss you. But, what'd you just do? Man, you a professional. I fuck with you. He know what he's doing and shit like that. He did production shit in Boston.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Little known fact, Billy.
Boston.
Ah. This nigga. Southie. JP,
nigga. JP, this shit. Go to Castle Island.
Ah, man. So, MG.
Hey, 2 hours with the same shit. What you talking about?
MG.
Hey, ¿qué lo que?
Esa figura, loco.
No, tú sabes que...
Háblame de... No, porque
tú sabes que uno tuvo...
La gente habla mal. Dice que tú estabas en droga.
¿En droga?
Nah, nobody ever said that. But I'm just saying, para que...
Si yo me había metido en droga, muchacho.
My nigga, what?
Yo estaba feo. Porque tú sabes que la droga te da actividad para comer.
Nigga, that's not my drug. Yo estaba así, nigga. Yo estaba con pan.
Mano, yo me fumo un blon y le daba dos pataditas y me daba para comer. ¿Quién, muchacha? La cocina entera me daba para comer a mí.
Enterita. And your mom can cook, my nigga. Hey, nigga. Thanksgiving.
Vamos a tener que suponer esta entrevista. Estamos ¿cómo? Bebiendo.
¿Cómo?
Ay, qué juidero.
Pero, my nigga, this is... What did you expect?
No, un juidero feo. Oh, I thought he was in Mexico, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Nigga, I said Steven.
Yeah.
This is Fabio.
Fabio, ay, creo que es manín. Tranquilo. Ay, la gente que es juidero.
Hay otro. This is Billy, Fabio.
Ese es Billy, Fabio. Billy, Fabio. Billy, Fabio. Ese es Emily.
Storm.
Ese Fabio.
She was on X-Men.
Pues sí.
I'm gonna keep going for the rest of the interview. You gotta keep with the first joke you started.
No, claro.
So look. We talked about that, right? Mm-hmm. So now, you're done with Shakespeare.
Yeah.
You're done with...
Everybody.
The moving club. I mean, la gente del club, because it's not going to work out, because you guys have to divide, because you got to get away from Black Elvis and that contract.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how long does it take for you to get back into your rhythm? Para que tú vuelvas, tú sabes, a sonar. Para que tú vuelvas, tú sabes, a sentirte como que la yo sigo siendo esto.
Bro, yo hice un tema. Se llama Atrapado. Que es like a dancehall. It's like a dancehall. I was like, fuck it. Let me just try something new, man. I was like, let me try something new. Fuera de lo que yo estaba haciendo. Ni dembow, ni esa
cosa. Did you send me that one, by the way?
I did.
I remember listening to that shit.
Atrapado, it's like a little dance song.
You said
ay,
me
tú
beat.
Me tienes aficiado y como nunca iba. I did some shit like that.
You did send me that.
Yeah, so hago yo eso and niggas fucking with it. Pero el problema es que yo no le hice video porque ya estaba en la cuarentena. It was quarantine shit, so everybody was locked the fuck up. Aquí right. En Atlanta.
So, nigga, that was the best time.
Yeah, no pa grabar el video.
You told me that was the best time for you, que tú hiciste canciones por everyone.
No, of course. No, I was locked up in the studio. Yo fui para la cueva. Nigga, I did features with everybody, my nigga. Every single new local artist, my nigga, I did hooks for everybody, my nigga.
For free?
For free. I was like, yo, I'm bored. I'm locked the fuck up in the quarantine, my nigga.
Y yo que te conozco hace años, I'm like, yo, Morgan.
Mi loco. Manín, yo aproveché esta cuarentena, manín, y grabé el tema con todo el mundo.
Menos con Lily Beats.
Maricón, tú, explícame.
Let's talk about Talento Callejero.
Tengo talento callejero. Ese fue un tema feo.
Morgan, at that time, you had been to my house to record several times.
I felt so bad one time, nigga, that you put on that song in Bolucci. I think it was for your birthday.
Nigga, yo.
And you, oh, hold on.
Pro and went and hold on, just hold on. Fucked it up even more.
Nigga, you was like, yo, hey, yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna perform that song.
I'm gonna bring the song, but I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get you on because they had told me you have X amount of minutes.
Nigga, hold on. It wasn't even my show. It was your show.
Nigga, my show, nigga. I didn't even, I was an employee.
Maricón, pero yo ni ese día, yo ni canté ese día.
I know. You know why?
It was your, yeah, okay. Because I remember, I had programmed it that I was gonna. I remember you was bringing back El Maletal.
For one song. Right? And this nigga Ariel said, hold on, I have a surprise for you.
Yes,
and
like
he
18.
Sang a song for me that was for a bitch. It's like, ah, yo no te he visto en tanto tiempo. Like, Nick, did you just hijack my show?
Y después, yo, we on
and
stage.
And I didn't
yo,
make time for Morgan.
I remember I had
and
a...
this nigga jumped on and I was...
Nigga, and we had, right there in that moment, we had number one song in Atlanta, my nigga. Like,
fuck
number one song
I'm
in
sorry.
Atlanta, my nigga.
I can't, look, until... Very
I was
recently.
Like, yo, this thing is like, yo, mind you, I'm on stage with these niggas.
Ellos llaman eso,
cassette. The stage. No, porque eso lo está de quieto. Está de quieto.
Yo digo cassette.
Yo, the stage is full of niggas, bro. Like, full of people. These niggas singing a song, tanto callejero. And I'm in the song. This nigga subió, cantó la canción, subió a Rudy. Rudy, ven para acá para la tarima. I'm next to this thing like this.
Nigga,
as soon as my verse go in there, bang. I was like, yo.
I had already told you.
I was like, yo. Then he was like, yo, my fault, my nigga.
I was like, yo, fuck crime music, nigga.
Nigga,
yo, heavy. Nigga, fuck, what was that? Nothing to do with crime music.
No, nigga.
Nigga, I was crown music, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck crown music. That day, I felt so hurt that day.
You was mad?
I was mad as fuck, nigga.
I was mad at Eddie Bro. I was mad at Flacco. What the fuck you singing for out here right now, nigga? This nigga was like, yo, le tomaron una foto. This nigga had a vein así, grandísima.
I remember.
And nigga, I was just like, fuck that nigga.
That nigga had an anaconda right his neck. That nigga had the best picture of the whole show.
I don't even remember
show.
What the fuck the song was about. It was like, fuck that song.
That nigga had the best photo in the whole concert, my nigga. Because I remember.
Yeah, getting his neck sucked by like a demon monster, nigga.
That nigga had the best fucking photo.
I don't know what the fuck is that.
That nigga had the best photo of the whole show. Not even your shit. Nigga, you look fat as fucking there. Then I have como mole cuello.
Mira el cuello. Yeah, I had like two or three. I borrowed some clothes that day. Like, Rudy, I'm gonna need that.
Una corbata, una camisa, un polo.
I had no corbata on, nigga. I had a green ass motherfucking outfit. Nigga, I remember exactly. I got pictures, nigga.
Let me see.
Don't fuck with me right now.
Look, I will fucking pull
I will pull up mi gente right now. Nigga, I had a whole squad. Nigga, like somebody.
Nigga, we was deep.
Selvin,
deep.
Yo, deep. I got a music video ish. But fuck, I have it. I never really put it up because it was trash.
we was deep as fuck though.
Yeah, no. We had a great time, bro. Nafel used to work for me back then. And Nafel's all up in the video, like, yeah, Habibi.
Damn. That nigga, he got.
Yo, that nigga's a survivor, bro. I seen a video of
he
that
did.
Nigga.
He did.
Nigga trying to
he's
kill
up
that
there.
Nigga.
He's
that nigga
up there.
Trying to kill that nigga.
He's up there.
Did you know that?
Kill
the
who?
Field defended himself. Some nigga tried to fucking kill him in Campbellton Road, my nigga. He partnered up with some a couple of people, whatever. They got like a gas station. You know how Indian niggas get gas stations and shit. They got money though, nigga. I can't laugh.
And it's a family. It's a family.
No,
nigga.
They're not family.
Lo, oye, lo que son los chinos y los hindúes, they family, my nigga.
¿Cuántos
hindúes
tienen tu familia, nigga?
Nigga, yo, Pleasant Hill, son todos chinos, mi loco.
No, nigga.
Pleasant Hill son todos chinos. I mean, okay.
O los coreanos.
Estamos ahí mismito. Ya casi llegando. They all fucking Korean, nigga.
It's crazy. Koreans is out here.
It's a fucking family.
We can only fuck with one side. Saying you can't fuck with North Korea, so it's not these niggas. It's on the South Side. It's all South Side niggas.
Este tipo está loco. Nigga, your baby look just like you, bro.
Yo, where's that? Where's that cable? I quit
on. Can I come in tomorrow?
You quit? Look, it's audio format. I quit today. I mean, you just got here. We're not doing the show after this no more.
Fabio quit.
NG. Seguimos, no repare.
Está bien,
I'm the last one here,
so we good.
The last one. Hay mucho más, bro, come on. So look. Oh, no more. Because, you know, ya, la, se piró. So we going to Billy's after this, nigga. Yo, so MG. So what are you doing now? ¿Qué es lo que tú estás haciendo ahora?
Mani, ahora me
invito. ¿Cuál es tu equipo?
Mi equipo, manega, no la, de verdad, yo nada más creo conmigo, siempre he sido Bubba, loco. Bubba siempre está conmigo al final del día. I got a project coming up right now, se va a llamar Los 30 Caballeros, de Santiago. I want to do a little EP, son cinco canciones, que vas a estar en un EP, se llama 30 Caballeros, MG The Artist. Va a ser todo dancehall.
All dancehall. You know how I like the dancehall shit.
Nigga,
how many
you know,
dancehalls did we do? Why did you call
few.
Me?
We did a few.
Bullshit.
We did a few. But yeah,
how many songs?
It's five songs. It's like a little EP.
Oh, EP.
Tranquila normal, yeah.
Oh, EP.
I got 3 videos for that shit.
Faltando.
No, it's already done.
Fabio got you. It's Jamie too.
Fabio, man.
Yo, Fabio be doing these videos,
bro. Fabio siempre me llama.
He be S10ing it, S90ing it. Yo, it be popping.
Nigga, you know how we working, bro. I mean, we was in the studio last night.
I had a great time last night. You know how long it's been? It's been a while. A long ass while.
Nigga, you
since
know
I've
you
been into the studio
tú
like
sabes,
that.
Tú sabes más que nada como... It got to a point.
I know that the last time that you was in the studio with me, we made a hit, and I think you made a hit last night, nigga.
Yeah, appreciate that.
I'm like 2 for 2 with you.
Appreciate that.
No. He went in there. He really put it down. I'm sorry. Like, there's other people on the song. I forgot who they are because MG just killed that shit.
Nigga, you know, okay, yo, a veces me.
Hanks is on it.
He's on it. Ta pomita también. Shout out to
yo,
pomita.
Yo, Hanks is probably the only person in Atlanta that's had a hard song. Pegarse así en la calle, like we did.
Yeah.
Gotta give him the props. Talento,
take the torch. Like, calentón es como un talento callejero cuando when we did it.
Yeah.
¿Tú me entiendes?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Pero, okay.
Pero,
vamos a la línea.
Wait. Ajústate el micrófono. Ajústate.
Yo personalmente me la voy con quien sea.
¿Con quién?
Con quien sea.
¿Quién es él?
Con quien sea.
¿Quién sea?
Con quien sea me la voy.
¿Él es rapero?
El que me conoce sabe cómo yo trabajo.
¿Cómo trabajas?
Oye, el que me conoce.
¿Dice que got married to all the cameras? Ya.
El que me conoce a mí sabe cómo yo trabajo.
¿Cómo?
Este me vi también el tuyo trabajando tranquilo.
A mí no.
He seen me work before. He knows how to work.
Billy? Yeah.
Billy know how. Kase Jereka.
Kase. It's not Billy.
Stop saying his fucking name like that.
It's
like,
Willie.
Hold on. Respeta. Respeta.
Ella tenía frío. She was chilly.
Nigga, she got too heat on, bro.
Look at her haircut. Chilly. TLC. Nigga, she don't get it. Don't go chase. Nigga. So look, MG.
Pues sí. No. Okay. Hay cosas que suceden aquí en Atlanta, manín.
Ven para acá, Billy, siéntate.
Oye, no, hay cosas...
Ya no hay cámara, nigga. We don't got no camera on, nigga. Like,
hay cosas que suceden, manín, que aquí en Atlanta que mucha gente no le llegan y no quieren respetar el movimiento de uno. Primeramente, cuando dice el movimiento de Atlanta, no es un grupo.
You were talking about that last night.
Yeah, no un grupo. Movimiento de Atlanta. If you do music here, if you work on radio here, if you do web page here, you, whatever the fuck you do in Atlanta, ese movimiento de Atlanta, si tú eres hispano.
Yo tenía mucho que decir de esto.
¿Tú me entiendes?
But they retweeted me. So I'm going to shut my mouth.
Mucha gente quieren hablar mierda sobre que el movimiento de Atlanta. No, nigga. If you do music here, if you write, if you're a composer here, if you promote here, lo que sea, nigga. Esto es como si fuera un World Latin. Shout out to World Latin también. Eso mío también. Pero Movimiento de Atlanta. Casé récord Movimiento de Atlanta. He lives in Atlanta.
De hace años.
He lives in Atlanta and he do music here in Atlanta. No, el Movimiento de Atlanta no es un grupo.
Shout out to GT.
Tú me entiendes. GT también, nigga. I got songs from GT también.
Not me.
Esta cuarentena yo grabé con todo el mundo, mi loco. ¿Tú me entiendes? Yo grabé con todo el mundo, grabé yo, manín.
Look, you need to fuck with some Lil B shit, though.
Nigga, let's do it, nigga. I'm down.
I've been telling you about this. You think I've been fucking around?
You show me a few things yesterday. I was like, yeah.
A few?
Vamos dale.
I sent you like 38 the other day.
38?
Nigga, it was like 38.
I probably heard like 3. I'm like,
you know
hold
why?
On.
Like,
I got
fuck
it.
Fuck Rain, man.
nah, it's not like that. Maricón.
No.
38
no.
Pita, mi loco. Son coño, calcula los minutos. Ya.
Yo, can I air something out?
Dale.
Can I air something out?
Dale.
Let me tell you something. I put every one of these fucking artists in Atlanta that's been around for more than 2-3 years on my stage for no benefit of myself.
Ever.
Nobody ever benefited from it. I actually had to fucking recover from it a lot of fucking times porque me comieron la comida del artista o que me hicieron esto. You remember that shit?
No, the thing about that,
I never asked
they don't do that no more.
I never asked anybody. I only asked everybody to get
they
there
treat
on
they
time.
Treat they treat local artists now like bullshit. You know why? How I know this? You know why?
Nigga, local artists. Hold on, no, I'm gonna be real. On time.
I'm gonna be real.
And that was the only thing I asked them. I don't need you to promote my shit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't need you because you're not bringing nobody to my show that I wasn't bringing already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That was just because I be out there. So look,
I had a problem. Oye, el otro día I had a problem con Jay Button.
Who's that?
VIP room.
La frenamos.
No, we good. We good. Nigga was like, yo, he admitted on me. He like, yo, I want you to open up for Nene La Menace.
Who?
And Nene La Menace.
Oh, Jay did that, right?
Yeah, he did that. So I'm like, yo, okay, you want me to open up for you? You want me to open up? Yo lo hago. ¿Cuánto va a ser para mí? Aunque sea...
That's a fair question.
¿Tú me entiendes? Nigga, you paying 10 grand for this nigga.
Ahí te da.
For this nigga. Coño, que sea 1,500 o 1,000 pesos, que sea nada más para la pinta, mi loco, normal. Yo soy real. Aunque sea para la pinta, para la comida, para la dieta, lo que sea.
Para la juca.
You feel me? You know what he tells me? Like, yo,
Did you get the calls? Can you have me?
Yeah, the juca, nigga. We need,
yeah,
we need
trying to do this.
So that nigga was like, yo,
in the black.
It's Cole.
J. Cole.
But that shit, the flavor is good though.
It's cereza. No.
How long it been there, though, nigga? Hold on.
How do you say peach?
How long it been there, right? Been
smoking like about 2 days.
Nah, nigga, hold on.
Why?
He said he's a jugado. ¿Cómo se quedó?
Wait, hold on. You think I don't have more, nigga? Like,
okay,
come
okay.
On,
yeah,
nigga.
Come on,
like,
nigga.
Oh,
I'm
no, I'm going to go bankrupt.
Nigga, I'm
one
just saying.
Thing
I'm
right
just saying.
I don't got no more aluminum foil.
He said been there for 2 days, right?
Yeah, because I don't smoke it that often. They were like, what the fuck with it?
I don't know.
I said I would die.
Está bien.
Yo, we're going to take a break, right? Ready? 1, 2, 3.